sunset. It run for 5 hours. And it is packed with ecstasy and enchantment.
I'm reading all about it in the newspaper.
What, sir?
I'm also reading that General Montgomery has reached Berlin. Perhaps the war will be over in a very soon time.
Oh, my gosh, this is top hole news. He's a wonderful man, this Montgomery, sir. With him leading us, we British are bound to win wars.
But he also says when the war is over, the British will leave India and the Congress party will take over.
Oh, what tommy rat. They are troublemakers, this Congress party. They are nothing but one big damn bunch of coolies. If we British leave India, it will be disaster. What will happen to you natives, huh? How will you earn your living? Who will you sell your tea to? Huh? Indian troops?
No, they will not drink that muck.
Exactly. If British leave, I shall also go home. There is no place for me here. I'm not going to be ordered about by a damn bunch of coolies telling me what to do.
I think perhaps I will also go to England.
Why not? You could set up as Chawala in Piccadilly Circus. I have seen postcard of it, and there is not one single Chawala in sight. You could do jolly well.
Oh, that is jolly good. But what will you do in England?
I shall set up one stall outside Buckingham Palace. I have seen one postcard of that, and there is not one single stall there. I say to myself, where do royal family buy their goods? Perhaps they will buy it from me. Then I will be by appointment. My gosh, we could both be jolly big success. I'm telling you, it is ill wind that blows up nobody's creek.
Will you take your wife with you?
Oh, of course not. I will do what other Saabs do. One over there, one over here.
Okay, very all right. Like the Sergeant Saab's BB there. It is not the same one that I sometimes see him with in the bazaar. The one in the bazaar is much darker.
Ah, this must be his blighty one. Oh, what beautiful English flower, huh?
Charwala, Edarao.
Oh, I must go, Ranji. Duty is calling. Salam.
Acha, salam, Mohammed. Oh, tum-ti-tum-ti-tum-ti.
Come on, Mohammed. Jello, jello.
Yes, sir. I'm coming very instantly. Very jaldi, sir.
Ek piala garam cha. And see that it is garam.
I'll give you a tea hot like hellfire.
You know, I think we've made a jolly good job of this, chaps. Royal Artillery Depot. Yeah, it looks awfully neat.
We shouldn't be doing this at all. We had a concert party. Old Sergeant Major Shut Up must be mad.
He is mad. He's been out here too long. He's got the Doolally tap.
Does everybody that's been stationed out here in Doolally for a long time get the Doolally tap?
Pretty well, everyone, yeah.
I don't think my mother's going to like that. You know, when I get back home to Glasgow and she finds I'm stark, raving mad.
I shouldn't think she'll notice.
Right. Now listen, Gloria.
Yes, Sully.
When the curtain rises,
yes.
You are standing at the top of the staircase, dressed as...
Tell me.
Ginger Rogers.
Oh, Sully, what sort of a staircase?
Oh, it's a great tall one with lots and lots of steps leading right up into the clouds.
Oh, how high is it going to be?
Depends how many beer boxes we can get. From the top, OK?
I pray...
Remember, on the night, I'll be wearing the blue dress.
Yeah, blue dress, yeah. Hang on. What is it, Lofty?
They're still at it. Old Sergeant Major Shutterby's making them whiten the stones.
Oh, whitewash. Oh, he's obsessed with whitewash. Whitewash the stones, whitewash the steps, whitewash the flag posts. So why doesn't make us go out and whitewash the Indians? Well, that enough. I'm resigning from the concert party.
Do you want to get posted back to the jungle?
Well, at least it won't be whitewashed.
Listen, Sunshine, the only thing that keeps us here is the fact that we're in the concert party, and the Colonel thinks it's good for morale. So it's either the Sergeant Major and his whitewash brush, or the Japanese and the samurai swords. Take your choice.
I'll stick to the whitewash brush. It's got a blunt end.
Right, Gloria, get it from stairs. Now, loft it. We'll start from the top, OK?
Remember, on the night, the blue dress.
Blue dress, yeah.
I'm coming on now.
Lovely.
I'll pose at the top of the stairs for some applause.
Yeah, not too long, though.
Night and day.
Twirl. I do a little twirl.
Just like yeah.
Blimey, what's happened?
I've been posted. I've just drawn my jungle greens.
Asab, he has drawn all jungle equipment and is kitted out from tops to bottoms.
Where are you going?
Tomorrow afternoon, a place called Assan.
Oh, God.
8 weeks jungle training.
Saab, goodness sake, please say something to cheer him up, because he's very, very sad.
Yeah.
Look, don't worry, Sunshine, it's not as bad as all that.
What's it like up in the jungle?
Oh, it's horrible. Oh, snakes and creepy, crawly things. Yuck.
Oh, Belgium. No, look, it's not all that bad. Just remember to tuck in your mosquito net at night and you'll be fine.
He's right, Saab. It is really quite jungle.